We have issued an instruction to all health facilities that henceforth, no patient in a critical condition, in an emergency situation, should be turned away by the fact that there are no beds. Anything that could be done to save the life of any patient who is in a critical condition should be done. So this word has gone out to all the health facilities. And as we do, we will procure some, not only beds, there are other equipment needs of the various hospitals. We continue supplying them. We are also praying and urging them to maintain them, to put them to good use. As it is now, it's a collective responsibility. The patient has a role to play, the staff, the ministry, and for that matter, the entire Ghanaian population. We all have a role to play in ensuring that we get our comfort even as we live as a people on this earth.
Mr. Kujo said it is unfortunate that people who flout the law with such impunity are not punished. He said this time round, the appropriate sanctions will be applied after investigations.
The investigations are ongoing. Some medical superintendents have been called to give their side of the story. So, you know, investigation is investigation. Once it's started, when it gets to its completion, a report will be issued. You can't just say someone has done this, so the person should be punished. No, investigation should be conducted. That is how things are done in this world. So after the investigation, if it comes out that somebody, through his or her negligence, caused the death of this man, then we have laws in this country, and each, you know, government institutions have their own rules and regulation, conduct, code of conduct, ethics, and all that that they follow. If you flout a law, there are certain punishments that are meted out to you. So we are going to go into all that. But one funny thing is that we hardly punish people, and even if we punish, it's not that punitive.
PRO of the Ministry of Health, Robert Kujo. Meanwhile, the Coalition of NGOs in Health has called on the president to crack the whip on the health authorities for the needless death of the 70-year-old man. Chairman of the coalition, Dr. Gabriel Benaku, said the Ministry of Health should be held responsible because it has failed in its supervisory role. Speaking to Felix Kofi, Dr. Benaku said it beats one's imagination that all the seven health facilities could not get a single bed for the sick man.
It just means that our health systems are not up to task. It just means that we are not researching as a health institution, a health sector. It just means that somebody is not supervising well. It just means that the leadership need to sit up. And it just means that the citizenry need to know their rights, take health workers responsible for those unnecessary mayhem that they cause. That is very simple. All that we are saying is that the citizen must wake up. If you want to trust the health worker, you will die. So you have to be responsible and more proactive in holding every health worker responsible in this country. That is the crusade we want to launch now.
Doc, but if a hospital do not have the beds, they don't have the facility, what do you do?
It is not true that the hospital do not have the bed or the facility. The hospital, by all standards, either WHO standard or the Ghana health standard, every health facility has to be connected with other health facilities. Every health facility must know its capacity and must be prepared for emergencies. So if there's an issue reported at the health facility, the health facility emergency must be able to do the referral immediately, not to allow the patient to be suffering. It is the responsibility of the health facility to refer the issue immediately that they know that they cannot handle. The staff or a worker of that health facility must accompany the patient or the person in question, leading the person, managing the person to the nearest facility that they think that their network is connected with.
Dr. Benaku said it is unfortunate that after 61 years of independence, people are dying as a result of leadership failure. Is that health facilities are deteriorating, and the earlier the leadership sits up, the better.
That our health system is not working well, it's broken down, and leadership must to sit up, because this cannot be heard anywhere in the world. That a patient made the arrangement to visit a facility to seek for services, and all that can happen to the patient is that the place is full and they cannot be supported to get access to an immediate and more comparatively advantage facility, that we cannot sit in Ghana at 61 years to be doing some of these things. It is not something that we have to be comfortable with. And the leadership must stand up and blame themselves for this kind of negligence in the whole system. And I'm calling for the president to rain on those leadership.
But were you surprised 7 hospitals all turning the patients away?
I'm not surprised because every week, every month, every quarter, we receive cases of medical negligence. And what it just means is that citizens must begin to take immediate action on health workers who violate and go scot-free. And we must begin to take the whole ministry responsible for not supervising effectively the health system and allow this to be happening. So, like I've been doing the call, we need all hands on deck. We need another announce again in the health sector to come out with something that we will use to revolutionize the whole system in Ghana.
And that was the chairman of the Coalition of NGOs in Health, Dr. Gabriel Benaku, talking to Felix Kofi.